And this is as good as it gets. The first sentence is truly, of this article, is the greatest piece of journalism ever written anywhere at any time. And I'm guaranteeing that. A woman almost bit off her husband's penis as he was preparing pancakes for breakfast. We're all feeling a little better now, aren't we? Could the picture be any clearer? Wausau, Wisconsin, on a Sunday morning. The young man wakes up, his young wife still sleeping. Son of a bitch, I never do shit around here. I'm going to change that. She deserves better than what I do. I'm going to go make her pancakes. I'll surprise her. They'll be blueberry, her favorite. He races off to the kitchen and begins flipping the flapjacks. She awakens slowly, sniffing the air. Oh my God, somebody's making pancakes. Blueberry, my favorite. It can't be that shithead I married. She races to the kitchen to see who it is. Oh my God, it's him, it's him. Son of a bitch, I gotta suck his cock. As far as I'm concerned, those are family values. He lost his grip on the frying pan and spilled boiling oil down her naked back. All the stuff we talked about this evening, and that's the first thing that truly upset you. Who says that we can't bring Democrats and Republicans together? All it takes is an issue. I can see Democrats and Republicans walking hand in hand. No more boiling oil. No more boiling oil. She clenched her teeth on his penis. And in agony, he bashed her on the head with the pan. I think that should be in the Bible. That's a Bible story. Smote, smote, blowjob, smote. And it's a great bedtime story for the kids. Seriously, you want to interest your kids in science, here's how you start. I mean it. What a great story to tell them. And I guarantee you tell your kid that story, and they'll never forget that most important lesson of physics, that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You've been splendid, Wausau. Thank you. Good night.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Then the nurse walks in.
You fat!
No, the doc, well, the Asian lady walks in. Dude,
do you eat any junk food? I'm like, no, I just finished telling this guy that I don't eat junk food. I just finished telling him that I don't eat sugar anymore. And she's like, oh, okay, you lift weights? I'm like, yeah, I do. I started exercising because I wanted to lose weight. And she's like, oh, sometimes lifting weights not good for you. It make your heart arteries hard. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I walked in for a checkup, lady. So then she goes to me, she goes, you have chest pain? I'm like, when I have an anxiety attack, I do. But no, I don't walk around with chest pain. No. And she's like, we give you EKG anyway. I'm like, an EKG? What's happening? So I'm freaking out, of course, because I have anxiety. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Mind you, she hasn't done blood work or anything. She literally just looked at me. So she did an EKG and it came back fine. The med student was like, oh, your EKG's fine. She walks in and she goes, oh, but look at this line. I'm like, is it fine? Is it not? She's like, well, it is. But also this, I'm like, am I dying?
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
It's that time again. It's Tuesday night, 10 o'clock in the Eastern time. That means it's Dutch and Royce time here on morelikeradio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
I love this song.
Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
And super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
If you wanted to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Or hit us up on morelikeradio.com/live to check us out live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern time, like I said earlier. So, yeah, I was listening to some old school Sum 41 this afternoon. So, that's why I'm playing this right now. But what did you guys do this weekend?
We were at a wedding.
Yes.
Ooh, I love weddings.
I was in a wedding.
We went to, and Marie was in, Ryan's ex-girlfriend Katie's wedding.
The one we still like.
Which isn't awkward at all.
And, not at all.
Well, not for you guys. I mean, you guys were friends with her too. I mean, she was in your wedding.
Yes.
She was. And also,
she was a bridesmaid for me, and I was a bridesmaid for her.
And also, my parents went. They were not in the wedding. They were just there.
I think your dad would look really good in a dress.
He would. He would. I'll tell him you said that.
He would love that.
Yeah, he would love it.
Threatened to kill me for the 400th time.
Yeah, that means he likes you. It does, though. He always asks every time I see him, like, how's Dutch? I'm like, he's fine. He's doing good.
He always threatens to beat me up.
Yeah, he does. He really does. We went up to Atlanta, Hotlanta, for a wedding. And first thing we did that we, by the way, recommend, is this a life hack? We're going to give life hacks.
Oh, I love life hacks.
Life hack? Don't ever pay for a hotel again unless your company's paying for it, because vacation rentals is the way to go.
There's
no other way to go than that.
That's what we did when we were hanging out with you guys in Florida.
Yeah.
For live
event. Isn't it great? Because
it's a good idea.
Because, you know, the hotel would have been like $150 a night, you know? But we ended up finding this place just outside of Atlanta, like 20 minutes outside of Atlanta, a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom, townhouse for $89 a night. You can't fucking beat that.
Yeah.
Because we needed that, and they were pet friendly because we brought Yuki with us, so we didn't have anyone have to watch her. So we brought Yuki up. Yuki had her own room. So we went up there with Dr. B. And
she is a diva like that.
Yeah. We went up there with Dr. B and with his girlfriend Tiffany. So we were there. They had a room. We had a room. The first thing I did, because I'm an idiot, I normally bring my Chromecast. I forgot. I went to Best Buy and brought a Chromecast. Put it on the flat screen downstairs because they have Wi-Fi. And we watched whatever we wanted, whatever. And so that was pretty cool staying there. The lady was really nice. We showed up. The lady was cleaning the place. You know, it was weird. It's always the only thing that was weird. And, God, we forgot to take pictures of it.
We didn't take a single picture of it. We're idiots.
Yeah. She had on the wall next to the sofa.
Not
in the
wall.
Room,
every wall.
Every wall. But mostly the wall by the sofa. Had a mantle, and she was a black lady, a picture of her family, of all her kids, like a bunch of different frames. So we're in this rental house, but all the pictures of her kids are black, her half and half kids, because her husband was white. And all the pictures there, so every time someone would come over, because they had the bachelorette party there, I'd be like, and this is my black family, and I would point at the wall.
This is our family.
This is our family.
You know.
And also, really big into Jesus. Like, she had this...
Super big into Jesus.
Dude, the Wi-Fi password, and this is not a joke, was Jesus123.
And there was a portrait of Jesus, and paintings of Jesus, and murals of Jesus, and quotes from Jesus. Ooh, they loved the Jesus over there.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we were there, and that was fun.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And we went up there with... like I said, we went up there with, Dr. B and Tiffany met us there. Let's see what everything that we did, I guess before we get to the wedding, we went to, Marie was doing her bridesmaid lunch thing. Hello, Marie. Hi.
Oh yeah. Bridesmaid.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
What are you into right now?
You were telling the story. I literally looked at you and pointed at you.
What were you looking at?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I had lunch with
what the fuck were you looking at?
That's like when you see the NBA when someone throws a pass and it just hits someone in the third stand.
Sorry.
Jesus.
You don't need to get angry at me.
No, I do need to get angry.
I was like,
what
he's
were
telling
you doing?
Stories. All right. I didn't realize you needed me to pick up the story.
What were you looking at? I need to know what you were looking at.
I was looking at the video footage of me entering the wedding hall. Because someone posted
So she's looking
it.
At the wedding. Instead of talking about it on a live radio show, she's looking at it.
Well, I mean, I would be looking at her too. She's absolutely stunning. Holy shit.
Thanks, Sherry.
I wish I had my sound effect mic thing, you know, like, yeah. Like Marina in the back of her head. I'm so pretty in this.
Oh my God.
No, because you know how in the reception.
Better looking than the bride.
You know how in the reception they have the entrance one after another? It's like, and then there was this, you know, couple, and then this couple. And I was towards the back, so I didn't get to see everyone else's entrance before mine. So I was watching the entrances. I was like, oh, that's what the people did before me. And I stopped paying attention to what you were saying because you were telling your story.
Thanks. Good radio team, guys. Eight years together.
Hilarious. I
eight
love
years
it.
Doing radio.
What did you want me to say? What part
no,
of the
No, I'm not
going to
repeat myself. You pick it up. What did I say? You're the one on the radio show with me. I'm not going to tell you.
Out. Something about the lunch?
Yeah. What did you do?
At the lunch?
Yes, because I didn't
ate
go
lunch.
With you. You know what? Go back to... I'll do the stories. I'll do the stories. Forget it. So anyway... She went to the bridesmaid's lunch on Saturday
afternoon.
But the
while
other,
you guys th- went out and went had amazing barbecue.
By the way, and once again, this is nothing to do with anything except for the fact that we were probably the only not black people in the town we were staying in.
Yes,
Lithonia is the name of the town.
We were the only white people,
but. I mean, everyone was super nice, but this was an affluent. The neighborhood was like an affluent African American neighborhood. You know
what
I mean?
They were nice.
Like nice cars, nice. So
like not ghetto.
No. Not really. Not at all. And something to be said again. I always say it every time we go to Georgia or go to another place.
Polite.
Holy shit.
Polite,
people are so
polite,
much
polite.
More polite. Like at the grocery store, the ma'am, sir, can I help you? I'm like, oh, Jesus, what? I'm like getting defensive. They're trying to steal
right,
something
you start
from
not
me.
Trusting. Like, what is it?
What do you
to
want from me, bro? And they just—that's how they are. Everyone's super nice. It's just really calm, just talking. Hey, oh yeah, well, happy to help you out. Oh yes, sir. Anything I could help you with? I'm like, yeah. Fucking get on my face, weirdo. And they went to that lunch thing on Saturday. I went with Dr. B and Tiff to this place called Fox's Barbecue. It's been on TV and shit like that.
I went to a place on TV too.
Well, you had a chance to tell that story, but you were looking at how pretty you were.
Has anyone ever seen Vampire Diaries?
No,
I haven't either. But apparently, I was in the place where they film it, Mystic Grill. I don't know. Apparently, it's famous. It's all about vampires in there.
So we went to this barbecue. Was fucking amazing. I mean, it was really fucking good. I ate like a goddamn pig there. It was one of those things where we pull up and we have to park down like this down like a street because the parking lot was full. And something else that Dr. B pointed out, and it's good, like when you live in Florida for so long, you just think everything in Florida is artificial. Like it's nothing's real, you know, because really it's just a swampland here. And they always put palm trees everywhere where they don't belong. Like there's nothing. Palm trees natural habitat isn't next to a freeway, you know. And when you come to Florida, you
it's next to a tiki bar.
No, Marie. It's usually in the sand by the beach.
Next to a tiki bar.
It's weird too because everything up there's so much older. And also, goddamn, it's like 90 degrees here. We show up in Atlanta and it's fucking like 50. I'm like, what happened?
Ooh, so where Katie got married?
They, I apologize, but didn't the hurricane just roll through?
I don't know.
Yes, it did.
Okay,
it was raining the whole entire time.
Yeah, it was. It's true.
So where Katie picked her venue was like it was an old abandoned cotton mill or something like that that they converted into apartments. Inside it looked like a college dormitory because there was just rows and rows of rooms and they all had welcome mats out front and they kept telling us to shut up because it was a residential area where we were at, where we were getting ready. But seriously, if you wandered around there, you're like so many dead people haunt this place.
Not even that, like it was funny because one of Katie's bridesmaids, Ashley, she was telling me, she goes, you know, you walk up there and it's an old cotton mill, like Marie said, and you see these pictures of little black kids and it's like they're trying to make it endearing, but you know what they were doing there. No. They were slaves.
If the lights weren't on, you would hear la 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 la.
It was pretty creepy area.
So I was terrified.
It would be it looked like a place where like Bond, where James Bond would have a fight at the end of a movie, you know, like just a rundown factory.
Because it was three stories and there was open spaces, like there was sections of the hallway that were open all the way up to a light window. So like you had natural lighting through three stories full of just room after room after room after room after room that they converted into apartments. So right. Freaking weird, but the outside was gorgeous. There was like a river running by with a drop off, so there was some rapids and stuff. It was really lovely, except for the whole rain thing, and it turned into mud. It was an outdoor wedding and all of us were just like don't trip because we have to walk in heels. That is not
easy. I got wore my nice dress shoes walking in fucking mud. It was just like, all right. But anyway, we were sitting there, my parents were invited. Now for those new to the show, my dad's insane, certifiably insane if you haven't met him. And
he's lovably insane.
Yeah, lovably.
I love your dad.
So my dad and my mom were sitting behind us during the wedding. And my dad is doing Mystery Science Theater commentary during it. And loudly enough where everyone could hear it. Like it wasn't even like a whisper. It was pretty loud. And my mom, all you hear is mom saying, Royce, Royce, stupid, stupid, Royce, stupid, stupid. Stop it. What are you doing? Stop it. It's her wedding, Roy. Stop it. So my
it's a wedding, Roy. Stop
yes,
it.
This exactly. Marie was in the bridesmaid group.
Oh, yeah,
so for listening
to me, I know Royce on the show right now. He's Royce Jr.
Yeah.
So Royce Jr.
So my dad's sitting behind me and the bridesmaids walk up one at a time and they are smoking hot. I mean, ridiculously hot. But my dad's going, wow. Look at that one. At that level, it wasn't even like hiding it. And I'm Dr. B sitting next to me, and we're trying not to cry laughing because we're like, another one walks up hotter than the last
one. Look at that one.
Yeah. Another one walks up, and he goes, where do they make them? Another one walks up, even hotter than the last one, and he goes, holy shit.
He's doing like strip club commentary.
It's crazy. Then another one, another one walks up. Then, because my dad is my dad, then he, Marie walks up and he goes, nice ass. Walking up. Then an Indian one walks up and he goes, there's always one to ruin it.
Oh no, he said
I
that?
Swear to God, I'm not kidding you. Does that really sound like something he wouldn't say?
No, yeah, it does sound like what he would say, but Jesus.
And she was hot too. But I was I couldn't, you know when you're laughing inside and you're almost crying because you don't want to be verbal about the laughter? Because you don't want to be the guy laughing at the wedding because your dad's already the one screaming obscenities. And all, like I said, I hear his mom like, Royce, stop. Stop it. Pinching his leg. Stop it. So everyone walks up, and the guy who married them is a friend of ours, and he just recently came out of the closet. Super nice guy, just really, really cool dude. But of course, my dad couldn't help it. That guy's so straight.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh my God, Dad. Oh my God, Dad. Come on. I'm 33 years old. My father still embarrasses me.
And you know, that's probably the majority of the reason why he does that. Kind
oh,
of shit,
I know.
Just to piss off your mom and you and everybody.
It doesn't
else
piss
him.
Me off. It makes
not you know what I mean? Like,
but it, you know, to a point, like I have an internal battle in between when my dad's doing it. Cause there's one side of me that respects it where it's like, fucking takes balls. God damn, that's funny. But the other side of like, she's my friend. She's going to think my, you know, it's like, God damn it. It's already weird because remember, Katie was dating my brother, Ryan, who used to be on the show, was dating him for like 7 years. And being there and seeing her with somebody else was really odd. Like, not in a bad way. I'm very happy for them. But it's just
was
like...
Was this the same guy that she brought to
yes,
you the
him. Yes, that handsome Abercrombie model.
Oh,
him.
My God. He was beautiful.
Right? The guy's a good... And all his sisters were the hot bridesmaids. They were so...
Oh, yeah.
So hot. Mm. I can't even tell you. Just, it's ridiculous the level of hotness they were.
No, but you don't even understand.
I just love the idea of your dad... Hey, look at that one.
Yeah, dude, it was very
You don't
funny.
Even understand, though, because she married a good-looking dude, but he's also sweet and nice, and he started crying when she started walking down the aisle, which made every Aww. Single girl
I didn't
in
cry
there
Marie
just
walked.
Start crying. We were all crying because he was crying.
As a matter
like,
of fact,
stop crying.
I didn't cry once. I didn't cry once at my wedding.
I was crying only out of my right eye because we were standing at an angle watching him, and so I was leaning over towards the right, so all of the liquid was pouring out of one side
Wait,
of my
no,
face.
Wait, no, that's not true. I did cry during my wedding. I cried of laughter when we put the speaker on the balcony and we're fucking with people from the balcony while we were waiting.
All right.
Hey there, Charlie's Angels.
Hey there, Charlie's Angels.
I don't know why I randomly thought about it today, but I had a fuck up at the last party that I did, and it was like for a bunch of kids or whatever, and I accidentally played the unclean version of that From the Windows to the Walls
yes.
to Sweat Drips on My Balls.
Oh, good job.
I remember I played the same. It's labeled clean, and I forgot to relabel it, but I started playing at your wedding, and I kind of like looked over at you two, and I was like, oh shit, this is dirty. And you were like, I don't care. I was like, oh, okay.
You know, we don't give a fuck.
You know, but I love how I was looking around and like, cause you know, for listeners, man, I know like I was on this like raised stage
yeah.
where the DJ booth was set up.
And it was,
and I'm
by the way,
out at like Marie and Royce's family. And they're kind of like, you'd see the couples kind of like the older ones who weren't dancing at the time were like looking at each other going, did he, I think he just said motherfucker like really loud and the N word. Like it was, I got a little comfortable, but you guys didn't care. So it was like, all right, whatever, fuck it.
Yeah. You know, and then I also remember the one thing I remember was Dutch drenched in sweat because behind that DJ booth, it had to be 1,000 degrees because
oh
I saw Dutch sweating and I was like, why? And then I go, why are you so? And as soon as I walked towards, I go, oh my God, it was like a 30-degree temperature difference.
Yeah, I know. Instead of like yeah. DJ party lights, they had heat lamps for that of Burger King set up behind me.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
You didn't like the wedding heat lamps?
It's the
those heat lamps. I fried immediately.
It's to keep the beats hot.
Yeah,
and but so yeah, so we walked in for the reception, and they had a Doctor Who themed wedding, which was really cool. Also,
it was a nerd themed wedding. It was all over the place.
Yeah, it was cool. Really cool.
There was references from Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. Was there any Star Trek references?
Yeah, there were Star Trek references.
Obviously,
like
how, Doctor Who.
Like what? During like, speeches?
No. During while they were getting married, the guy who was marrying them was dropping nerd references during that. It was actually really, really fucking cool.
They walked down the aisle to the soundtrack of The Shire from Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Oh. And after they walked out from the music they played at the end of The Empire Strikes Back when they give them all the medals.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was actually really fucking cool. And they did that. The wedding cake, Maria will probably post a picture on the wedding cake.
Mitch already did.
Yeah. Had a TARDIS on top of it, Doctor Who.
Their colors were TARDIS colors.
It was, they had cupcakes, which they stole the idea from us, but it's fine because I like Katie. And
you guys aren't the only ones who have cupcakes.
I know that, Dutch. But I will say, I love their wedding. We had a better DJ. And I got to, once again, give props to Dutch. Dutch is the best wedding DJ I've ever seen.
I haven't found a better one yet.
No, it's true because he doesn't.
I want to make fun of him. I can't.
I want to make fun of him too, but no, Dutch's DJing level was off the wall, as the kids say.
You got to play to the crowd.
Yeah. So we walk in for the reception. The food was actually really fucking good. They had the buffet thing. And they let you have fish or chicken, so I said yes and had both. also, they go, we're going to call table by table, and we were table 16, and I was like, I'm going up now.
Well, you were allowed to. I kept trying to wave you over.
I didn't know that, but once you got, I just stood up, and I walked up there.
See, he was with a bridesmaid, so he was allowed to eat first. He
apparently
just didn't get up.
So they bought, had plenty of booze, too. So...
open bar.
Now, the other fun part is Dr. B and Tiffany have been together forever, just forever. And
8 years.
My dad, of course, is because we were sitting with Dr. B and Tiffany. So my dad is, of course, fucking with them like he always does, telling Dr. B, like, what's wrong with your face? Are you always angry? And Dr. B starts laughing. He goes, it's just my face, man. And then my mom and, of course, my dad are saying, you guys need to get married. How you've been together forever, blah, 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 blah. You know, the typical hack stuff they say to people been together forever. Right. Now, you want to know the funny part? Tiffany caught the bouquet. And Brett, Dr. B, caught the garter.
Ooh.
Both of them caught him. So I was like, nah, that's a legally binding contract. So we're walking up there and everyone's dancing.
They're going to get married.
And first off, since Brett's from South Florida, we both start talking and we're like, you know what? We need some Miami flair up in here. And, you know, we do play some Daddy Yankee. We started doing like, you know, Cuban impressions when we're walking around. And I fucking around, I tell Tiffany, I go, dude, they should play Quad City DJs. Come on, ride the train. And you guys remember that song, right?
Yeah, I remember.
It's just a big old club hit. So now if you remember there's a reason I'm saying this. Do you remember the dance to this where you have to basically do like a choo-choo with your hand? There you go. You got it. Where you do the choo-choo, which is like, you know, one arm up, like you're telling a big rig, you know, to.
Yeah.
But you go like this, then you switch to the other arm, right? So I decide we need a goddamn train. I start a train. Everyone gets behind me.
Most epic train of our
lives. I walk not only on the dance floor, because you know me, I take it to an extreme. I walk all the way around, all the way back to the back of the hall where you can barely hear the music and everyone has to keep following me. And I come, I turn her back.
Walking through the
and people
the
did it.
Well, should we like turn around?
And I know. And I said, "Hey, everyone, on the train!" I kept doing the dance in the front.
Yeah.
And there was people in front of me, and I go, "Choo choo, train coming through!" And they kept moving. And I'm walking them around the table, and Katie's like, "Take the train back to the station." So I walked back up to the front, and I said, "Everyone, he landed." I stopped, and I said, "Man, I didn't realize I got down saw how long this fucking song was."
You're thinking maybe like 10 people were on board, but
I got a lot.
Everyone was on
board. Everybody.
It was a really freaking long train. I was actually worried that we would run out of song.
No, we didn't.
Before we came back around to get to the front of the dance floor.
I got a lot of high fives and I was complimented for being a great conductor.
Because I just posted a picture of it was one of those things where you just had four really long tables. Now it wasn't circles.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So the DJ is closest to us in the picture, and the back is where the food was. So I walk around. I walk all the way back, up and down the tables, and bring the train with me.
It was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous train.
It was very.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, we did, of course, a dance circle. I slow dance with Dr. B. We grabbed each other's ass and see how long before it became awkward. And really long time, actually. And surprisingly.
Worse than two guys who really don't care for the chicken. Then it just gets awkward for everybody else around.
It's the worst because I will not stop. And neither did he. Didn't give a fuck. It was just like, all right, we're just going to keep doing this. And then I grabbed his ass and I held it there to see how long before he felt awkward. I was like, he's not going to feel awkward. We better break this before we start dating for 7 years. Because I don't know what's going to come of this.
Yeah, you guys are in it for the long haul type of people.
Yeah. So we did that. Oh, the photo booth was great because I got to wear a Batman mask and I kept saying Gotham needs me and kept running to places. I did. Oh, you missed that because Marie had to go back to help the bridesmaids pick up. I had this Batman mask. And by the way, the other you know who was there? Kyle, who used to be on Leet Speak Radio.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Kyle, I know him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually, I think he might be on the show tomorrow. He said he's still around. He would love to keep doing radio, but he stopped because of the whole Ryan debacle because he was his roommate and
he didn't
die. Out.
He's still around. Yeah. He's still cool.
Funny dude. Hot ass girlfriend, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, super hot. And it was funny because as soon as Kyle was there, Kyle would walk up to me and he would do this, you know, start breathing softly on my neck just to be an asshole. And he's actually a funny guy. So I started dancing with him and then Brett walked up to me and pushed me, goes, bro, what the fuck? And he started dancing with Kyle and he literally swept Kyle off his feet and was holding him like a baby. His girlfriend looks and he goes, seriously, two guys are going to take him away from me? I go, you can't compete, bro. You can't.
I really don't understand how every time I take him to a wedding, he does so many gay things.
Me? You really don't understand that yet?
How did that happen?
I don't know.
It's because he's gay.
That's the thing. So, there's the picture. Brett was dressed as a fancy cat. Kyle was dressed as Darth Vader. I was dressed as Cuban Batman. And, it was a lot of fun. The wedding was really cool. Tears everywhere, of course, during all this stuff. But the after party was a lot of fun. I mean, we had a really good time. I had a really good time.
Was it like an early afternoon wedding or a night wedding?
It started at 4:30.
Yeah, 4:30 goes on till 9 or 10. Then we just went back to the hotel with all the alcohol because Katie just straight out bought the alcohol.
Yeah, it wasn't even a
bought a ton. So we're just like bottles back at the hotel.
So we go back.
If you want people to remember your wedding, that's where you need to put a lot of your money. Not like the flowers, decorations. Nobody's gonna remember that. A lot of people will be like, "That wedding was awesome" because of the after party or the reception.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's predicated on how much booze you have. So,
yep.
So then we went back to the hotel room and we went to Katie's bridesmaid's room because she had a big room. It was just a few of us hanging out in there. And it basically turned into a 1.5 hour conversation of Game of Thrones and whether Jon Snow's alive or not.
I also tried to figure out if I could do push-ups into a coffee
There's
mug.
There's a video of it, too. Somebody took a video. We got to get it.
I poured my champagne into a coffee mug and then challenged people to a push-up contest. And it ended up just being me pushing up into my coffee mug of champagne to see if I could slurp champagne as I was going up and down.
When she would go down with the push-up, she would slurp the champagne and push up back up. Like, so she put a cup on the coffee mug on the floor filled with champagne because that's all the glass they had in the hotel room. And then she would put it right by her mouth and do a push-up, go down, take a sip, push back up.
You know what
go
I
down,
learned?
Take a sip, push back up. Yes.
What I learned is after about 7, you get really dizzy.
Yeah, it's not the best.
So, Sherry, you're not the only one that does push-ups when you're drinking.
No, apparently not.
It's the thing, I guess.
I get really athletic when I get drunk. I start challenging people to feats of strength.
Marie gets very athletic, and she hates clothes. She starts hating clothes.
I'm like, let's just run around everywhere and do things.
Yeah. She's like a little kid. Like, you know what? It's like a little kid. Yeah. She gets really hyper and kicks her clothes off and runs around.
Yeah, like a three-year-old.
It's just...
Yeah. Pants, man. I'm running around in the sprinkler.
Yeah, it just runs around.
Who's with me?
That was... That's pretty much it.
And then afterwards, we went to an IHOP and got served by a retarded woman.
God, she wasn't... She wasn't retarded. We did go to an IHOP afterwards because we were hungry, and we stopped out there with Dr. B and with Tiffany at the IHOP. And I think the lady had to have, and Brett brought it up, had that some sort of traumatic brain injury because she was doing not remembering things really easily and shaking a lot. Really nice.
Couldn't hold a tray. She was bringing out her food.
Like one plate at a time?
One plate at a time and could not separate our checks for the life of her. She couldn't figure it out.
It was simple math. It was like 30 divided by 2.
Well, and it is IHOP.
Yeah. But the best part was there was another white waitress who was there, and there was this group of just fucked up black dudes that were sitting near us.
Up.
And not just on booze, like booze and had to be pills. Like I could tell when someone's on pills, like just a bunch of pills. So they were sitting there and one of the dudes was like, "You need to pay more attention to us. You need to be more observant of our needs." And while this other dude
getting angry, he was getting angry. And granted,
Yo,
the
man,
service
this
was
place
slow.
Is international,
so they
the service
so
was slow.
International treatment.
So they were eating, and you could tell they were fucked up because there was four of them. After she served them, the guy shook her hand like they did a business transaction. Like, thank you for your service. Like, it was very weird.
They got up three times.
Wait, it gets better.
Pretending to leave and then going and sit back down.
Yes, they were like pacing.
Yeah.
Then one dude who was so fucked up got up, wobbled, sat at the table right behind us, put his head down. The main dude who was least fucked up goes, "Hey, man, we got to leave."
Is it time to eat?
He goes, "We already ate. We already eat. We already
we
ate.
We have our food.
We have our food. God. We have to go in the car now." All of them just get in their car all fucked up and drive away.
And all four of us were just sitting staring at each other wide-eyed like, Don't look at them.
Not being that fucked up and trying to get something to eat is such a that crosses all gender, race, religion.
Yes.
Everybody has been there.
Yes.
At one point.
When you're hungry and messed up, it is one of the hardest things.
When it's
you could
1 o'clock in the morning in the middle of Georgia and you just need an IHOP pancake.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
But
and you get served by a woman with brain damage.
Yeah, so
it was frustrating.
It was.
At first, we were taking pity on her, but after a while, when she was giving us one plate at a time, and it's an IHOP, so you have like three different plates because they give you a plate for your pancakes on a separate plate, and then they give you your hash browns or bacon on a third plate, and there was four of us, so she went back and forth, one by one, plate after plate.
She couldn't carry two, like one in each hand?
No. She was, there's something wrong. There was definitely something wrong with her. I felt bad. Like, it's one of the things where it wasn't even like, something had happened to her brain because she was shaking. She couldn't remember things, which I get it. That's sad. But then again, I guess that's why you're working the graveyard shift on a Sunday night at an IHOP. Like, that's all you could do, you know? I mean,
right.
Whatever. We got our food.
Somebody employed her.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I look at it. Better than on the street, you know?
She's working.
But
it take like an hour and a half.
So
to
then
eat.
The fucked up table, I forgot, Dutch, the fucked up table, after giving all that, didn't tip her a penny.
Not a penny.
So she's just like, and then the funny part is we're leaving and we're waiting there, and all you hear is like trying to split the bill. You hear tapping and tapping on the counter.
Tap.
And the front,
tap,
you know, when you pay
tap,
in the front.
Tap.
And then
tap,
the white tap, lady tap, walks tap. Up and she goes, "Do you have that table over there?" She goes, "Yeah, I told them I'd be there in a minute." She goes, "They don't have drinks yet. You want me just to do it?" She goes, "No, I'll do it. I told him a second." And then she looks at her like, the white lady looks at her. She's like, whatever. And she walks outside. And then the black lady apologized for the white lady. Goes, "I'm sorry. She's like that." And me and Marie, we're like, "No,
white lady's
right. She's trying to help you.
You've been taking 10 minutes to try to split a bill."
This other lady's like trying to help her. You know, you can tell she was getting frustrated. I understand getting frustrated, you know.
You know how frustrated we were? We were about to pay with a credit card. And we're like, "Here's cash. Just take the cash.
Once again,
we want to go."
There's no way to be in an IHOP or a Denny's or any of those Waffle House at 2 a.m. without feeling like you're in the middle of a Coen Brothers movie.
Right.
It's just sad, and the lighting is dim, and somebody's probably going to get murdered in the bathroom.
Right.
And that's just how. And that, once again, like you said, it's that crosses all genders, race, ethnicities. Sorry, where you're in there, and you're like, you would never eat there when you're sober or okay. Never. You never wake up and go, "Let's go to Denny." No, you're like,
"Well, I've gone there hungover, so I'll give a caveat to that one. I've woken
I said
up
sober.
Like, in my head going, 'I hate you. Who is this fat pig next to me?'"
Yeah.
We call up your buddy. "Hey, let's go and talk about the awful mistakes we made the night before." That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, then we just went back and went to bed. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was actually a pretty good trip. You know,
I had a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I haven't had a 5-day vacation in a long time.
Yeah,
it
was 5 days. We were there Thursday.
Helped throw the bachelorette party last night.
Oh,
minute.
Yeah. Because the bridesmaid was all confused and they were just planning something.
You have one job.
Yeah. So then
they were late. Everything that happened Friday, they were late to.
So Tiffany and I tell Marie, goes, "Call her back. And tell her we have a townhouse. Just have it here." I'll even eat dinner with my parents. I said, "You girls can do whatever you want. But why are you guys driving all over town? You can't even drink if you drive that far. You know, just come here, hang out here, have it here." And to their credit, Marie and Tiffany ran to Walmart and got balloons, stuff.
You don't even understand. Once I suggested that we just have the bachelorette party at my house instead of going back into the middle of downtown Atlanta to a sushi restaurant and a bar hop when everyone was tired. When they said, "Yeah, let's do that. That sounds great." Tiffany and I were like, "We have to fix this bridal. We have to fix the bachelorette party right now. We have like 3 hours to do it. Oh my God, we have to go to Walmart right now. We're going to run down every aisle. We're going to find everything that we can get. Oh my God." And so we're like running down, like skipping, like, "We're going to fix the party. We're going to get a party. We're going to get the things.
Hey, where do you keep your penis hats?"
"We have a bachelorette party emergency."
"You have any penis, like anything?
And
forks,
anything?
Utensils,
and
cups? I don't know. Just something with dicks on them.
Glitter. More glitter.
So
something feathery. You have a feathery penis.
Oh my God. I just need one Hello Kitty ice cream cake for the love of God."
So I walk back and it looked like some gay clown threw up in the townhouse. Balloons everywhere, just shit everywhere. I'm like, "What did you do?" It's like the best bachelorette party ever. and I mean, it was fun, man. I had a really good time going up there. I mean,
that was our weekend.
Now, any wedding that, like, you know, isn't like super serious, and obviously, yeah. Like, you guys were saying that, you know, a lot of geek, you know, references and all that kind of stuff. Like,
well,
those are always the best.
The best part,
don't take themselves that serious. Kind of like you guys' wedding was, like, all that kind of stuff.
The best part was no Jesus at all during the marriage.
Not one Jesus.
It was just fun. unlike me,
the last wedding I went to that didn't have Jesus in it.
Unlike me, Dutch, with my wedding, I gave in to one Bible verse, one. And then the guy goddamn ambushed us with 50 more Jesuses when I was up there.
Let
and
me
I was
tell
like,
you a little bit more about how you're marrying
that's
Jesus.
That's probably another reason I didn't cry, because I was angry at him. Like, what are you doing?
We're like, there's so much Jesus in this.
This is too much.
This is too much Jesus. We cut all of this out.
Yeah, I was like, we didn't want any of this. He basically bombarded us. It was just, he might as well have, it was a hidden Jesus attack. That's the only way to say
it. I think it was basically kind of this underhanded, like, you should have taken my marriage counseling hour.
Oh, yeah, because he wanted us to do the marriage counseling thing. I said, I'm not doing that shit. Fuck you.
And that's how they get back at you. They're like, okay, you're going to get a sermon.
9 years we've known each other. I'm not going to, what am I going to, oh, marriage, okay, cool.
Oh, is that what it's going to be like?
Forget it.
No. I thought it was going to be all smiles and giggles.
Oh, God. You owe me for that, Marie. You owe me for that.
Because
I just wanted to have some sort of cat who was ordained to do it or something.
Well, that would have been great.
That would have been great. The Yas cat. The Yas.
Yas.
Yas. Oh, now that I know now that I know that Sherry hates it, I sent him, and now all I do is send voice messages. I did it to the day, and Mitch helped me out.
I did.
I sent a message. I go, Katie, Sherry, very important message. Yes! And I saw Mitch's screen.
We were at work, so Sherry hadn't heard it yet. So I sent her a message on our work IM thing. I'm like, hey, Sherry, did you hear Royce's message yet? It's pretty important. I think it's about some sponsor stuff or whatever.
Oh, then I went into the radio room and shut the door and I listened to it. And I'm just shaking my head. I go directly to my computer and I look up Foreigner Double Vision, play really loudly on my headphones,
and
record as much as I can back to it.
And the radio room is like right behind me, and it's not that soundproof. So I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear,
yes!
I wish you would have heard, like, God damn it, like, right afterwards.
I know better. I know better not to tell any of you fuckers about things I hate.
Don't worry, Mitch will tell us.
But today we were cleaning up from dinner, and he goes, yes. And I was like, yes, not yas. And he goes, no, I don't say that anymore. I'm like, oh, all I have to do is tell you things I hate about you on the air.
That's great.
You want a tree? Yes. You want one? Yes.
Yas.
You want one? Yes.
I love Yas Cat.
Has anyone paired together Yas Cat with No-No Cat?
I don't know, but it should be done. Yas Cat and No-No Cat need to be put together. Yas.
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 Yeah. Can I hear that again?
Oh, yes. Hold on. I mean,
yes.
You know what, Dutch? I'll do you one better. Let me pull a video up so we have everything together with Yas Cat. Because what makes it funny is the actual cat saying yas.
Yes, the cat does make it. Is the cat really saying that, or is it dubbed? Right, it's dubbed,
it's,
right?
It's the girl.
It's the girl in the video.
I don't know.
You want a tree? Yas. You want one? Yas.
It's the last one.
You want a tree?
It's the last one.
Yas. You want one? Yas. You want one? Yas.
Yas. By the way, can
I guys originally did it like those guys who did who dubbed over the cats who were like doing the patty cake thing?
Yeah.
The patty cake cat. That was like the first one, and like that's become like a new thing.
Can I say that I've been obsessed with Duck Army since Hammy showed it to me?
Duck Army?
Well, you're not Dutch. Were you not here for this? He wasn't here for this. I gotta show
you. What was that?
Okay. There's these.
Please play that again.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you some. I will.
Play the original one, please.
Okay,
no,
I will.
No, no, no.
I will. I will. Here you go. It's in. It's like these duck toys, right?
When I see it. Yeah. It's like some out of brain
now,
parts.
Dutch. I don't care if we played this a couple weeks ago. We're doing this again.
My collarbone.
Dutch.
Oh, don't
Dutch,
hurt him. Don't hurt him. He's broken.
Check out what they did, though. You ready?
That here
you
go. Makes me so happy.
Dutch, check out what the internet
don't
already
hurt,
did.
Don't hurt him. He's broken.
Here we go. Hold on.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we're playing the whole thing. It's a 2 minutes. It is.
Oh my God.
Mata el pato ya de una vez, so friki.
And last one. So, yes, the internet decided to bless us with that.
Thank you, internet.
That, dude, that, I don't know why that made me so happy. I've never seen that.
No one understands why it makes you so happy.
That was all hammy.
None of us understand why. You're just like, I want to see more.
I just love the fact they all had, like, different tones in their voices. Oh, that is great.
So, what did you do this weekend?
Ooh, what did I do this weekend?
Not move his left arm.
Fix your broken clavicle?
I kind of hung out and just watched football and whatever.
How are you feeling?
We did have this one thing go wrong, though.
What happened?
On Thursday, we have our weekly kickball. We're in like a drinking kickball league.
Someone kicked your clavicle.
Yes, they clicked my clavicle.
That one?
No, I didn't play. I was just there. And, you know, usually we just go, we, like, you know, it's all like our friends.
If you go,
you know,
to a drinking,
have kids, like they go, they, you know, everybody brings the dogs, and it's like an actual like league, like where they have, you know, there's like 20 different teams and, you know, you have like 15 people, but you can only have 11 on the field at a time and everybody kicks and whatever. It's fun, you know, and
right.
It's just an excuse for adults to get together and drink while their kids are around. So we do that. And normally we're the drinking team. We go, we have fun. We bring our coolers and we're like grilling, and it's just a fun little, you know, at once every week we all get together and we play stupid kickball. There's about 20 people on our team and everything like that. Well, this week got really heated.
I wasn't playing, luckily,
but like it was one of those type of games where defensively, like when we were out in the field, when we were pitching and everything, everybody fucked up. Everybody was dropping like random balls here and there. But when we were kicking, we were awesome. Like the end score ended up being like 17-15 and we lost. But it was one of those things that we were doing so well one thing, and everybody started getting frustrated with each other. Two people on our team walked off.
Ooh.
Because they were getting so mad at one of our captains who was like yelling at them.
I've never been heated during a kickball game.
That's my thing, is that like I was getting yelled at and I'm not even in the game. I was just sitting there on the sidelines. I'm like, oh, wait, do we have a second baseman? And they're screaming at me going, she fucking left, man. Like one of our teammates just left because she couldn't take everybody yelling at each other.
I would have left too, man. You're supposed to be fun, right?
That's the point. This is our second season that we played, our summer season, and this is the fall season. And we've always had fun. But this one week, for whatever reason, I don't know what happened, but everybody just got mad at each other. One of our guys tried to start a fight with them. One of the other guys on the other team. It got really ridiculous after a little while.
Shit got real.
But if you guys ever played any like just silly, like I remember getting really mad at a guy over table tennis at a bar when I was like 21.
Video games.
Yeah, video games. You know what I mean? Like just stupid stuff like kickball when you're an adult. Like things where you know you shouldn't be getting mad at.
Yes.
Yes.
Dutch. Yes. Perfect example. Mario Kart ruins friendships.
Oh, it does.
It is Mario Kart, Mario
that Party. And GoldenEye.
Yes, GoldenEye. You can't.
I saw you first. You have a defective controller.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
You're cheating.
You gave me the Mad Catz controller. You know it's slower than the N64 regular one. You gave me the generic shit controller because you knew it's the worst one. That's why you beat me. I need my controller.
You put Vaseline in the thumb joystick. I saw you do it.
You want to lose a friend?
That's why you're faster.
You want to
you know, like people don't understand technology. That's why it's faster.
You want to lose a friend? shoot a blue shell at them right before they cross the finish line at Mario Kart.
You motherfucker!
It will fuck. Video games is the. Yeah, I would say, well, you're like, afterwards, you're like, that was a game. Why did I get so mad?
More enraging is being hit by two shells back to back than being hit with one blue shell.
Oh, yeah. It's that. Anything like that. Any game like that.
I think I have one more that might trump you. And
sure.
I think Mitch and you. A sniper in Halo.
I fucking hate snipers. Especially the ones the entire match.
They find a nook
and they
just never coming out of
keep. And I mean, and then are you like, you're fucking camping noob? You fucking camper? We're
Dude,
playing
we had,
Halo.
We had a fight break out when I was in college. This is back in like 03 to 05 when I was in college. And we had all of our dorms were hooked together in a LAN network. So when I think it was like
Halo 2. It was 2.
When Halo 2 first came out.
Yep.
Everybody, we all hooked up, so we had like these massive 50-player matches. This is before you could actually have your Xbox hooked up on the internet. Like, this is the best way to do it. If you were playing just 4x4, you could actually hook up through a LAN, right?
Right.
We had two guys get into fist fights in the middle of our dorm room because of what I just described, the whole sniping thing. Like, this one guy came out and was like, you fucking piece of shit. And it, like, we hear him coming down the hall, and like the guy who was noobing, who happened to be in my room at the time, went out and they start beating each other up over it. Oh, that was awesome.
But yeah, I mean, it's those are the most ridiculous fights, man. All the goddamn
over
something silly, over something that doesn't matter.
It does matter.
But I still get mad like that. If I'm into a game, I still get really fucking pissed. You know,
well, there's some people who will get mad about certain things, and then like 5 minutes later, like, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to get that mad. You know what I mean? Like they'll at least address it. Like one of the guys on our kickball team who got pissed off was like, he was our pitcher, Baylor. He'll scream like when he's like mad when someone does a bad play, and then like right after the inning done, hey, sorry, Phelan, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
But don't yell.
I get really excited. Football. But at least he's aware of it. My buddy Tyler, on the other hand, nope. No, he drove people off the field. I'm pretty sure he still doesn't think he did anything wrong this week. That's how competitive he gets.
That's ridiculous.
It is. It is. And like, dude, this weekend when the Eagles lost to the fucking Redskins, Kelsey was asleep because we had like a late night, but I got up and it was like the game started at 11 o'clock here.
Right.
So I'm up early, like, you know, watching the Eagles. And, you know, I don't know if you watched any of that game, but
as a matter of fact,
we're not as bad as your Dolphins, but we're pretty bad.
I don't want our Dolphins are terrible.
Right. So you can commiserate when your team's, you're just like, fuck. And then like right afterwards, like, just a dumb game. I know it, but I don't know why this affects me right now, but it does.
Well, Dutch, it's funny because when we were out there since the girls had to go early for the wedding on Sunday at 11, me and Brett and I finagled a way to watch Red Zone. At the townhouse, we were watching Red Zone, and we were playing each other this week. But
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know this.
Oh, and I won.
Oh, yeah.
And but anyway, Dutch. Regarding,
did he call you a piece of shit and that you're worthless? Or
no. He only did that to you. He only
did that to me.
He's done that
during the draft.
During the draft. Yeah.
Speaking of people who get mad for no reason,
he brought that up to me. By the way,
did he really?
He said he felt really bad.
Yeah, we made him meds.
I know. He told me. He goes, I felt really bad. He goes, honestly, I was having a shit day at work and I took it out on everybody. And
I know.
He
took it out on me. Not everybody.
On you, yeah. He felt
just me.
It was funny though.
That was
looking back, it was funny. But yeah, so real quick, not to talk too much about football, but a couple things that I do like is I have Amari Cooper and I picked up Derek Carr since Tony Romo's a piece of broken shit. And did you know that they call them AC/DC? That's the name. That's their little nickname for them there.
Oh, for Amari Cooper and Derek Carr?
Yeah.
And I don't hate it.
I don't get it.
Until the announcer made a joke, he goes, I guess the Raiders are back in black.
I swear to God. I don't get the AC/DC.
Amari Cooper.
That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
Amari Cooper, AC, Derek Carr, DC, AC/DC. The quarterback, wide receiver. Now, Dutch, I don't know if you've watched any of South Park yet, but Mitch and Sherry, I know you have. Our interim coach looks just like PC Principal. Just like PC Principal from South Park. I mean, it is. Someone photoshopped the Oakleys on him. It is eerie.
By the way, can you explain this to me? Okay, so, I mean, whatever. We can do a sports break. A lot of people who listen to this show listen to sports. Okay, The interim head coach is the tight end coach, not the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator, the tight ends coach.
Yes, because he's
been... Has that ever happened ever?
No, but I think the reason they did is because he was there even before Philbin. Like, he's been there forever. And just so you know what I'm talking about, this is what South Park's PC principal looks like, and this is our interim head coach.
Holy shit,
it's
you're right.
The same guy.
It's UPC. The glass. Yep.
Yep. Wow.
Well, obviously, he's not wearing the glasses. They're photoshopped on, you dum-dum.
Yeah. But
it's the glasses. That's what
I don't watch South Park.
You just said it's the glasses that makes it.
He can't see without
it. It was photoshopped on South Park.
He can't see without his glasses.
I can't see without my glasses.
He can't see without his glasses.
I haven't used that button in years.
Actually, I referenced it during when they played My Girl during the wedding. I said he can't see without his glasses.
He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
It's a movie for kids, man. That movie was for children, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That was the weirdest Dan Aykroyd film.
Die from bees.
Yeah.
And then have asshole dad Dan Aykroyd go, suck it up, kid.
Yeah, what? Seriously.
I'm 10.
Shut up, fatter blues brother now. I don't want to hear it from you.
fucked up movie that was.
Mitch and Sherry, what did you do? We didn't even ask them, Dutch.
Oh, yeah. Can we save it for after the break?
Yeah. No.
It's not exciting, but yeah.
Can you do it in 3 minutes? 2 minutes?
Yes!
Actually, we probably can because Sherry's been sick since like last Tuesday, so she's just been kind of...
It's probably all that goddamn quote-unquote wine medicine she's been taking.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you may fight me on this one, but I don't think that what you were doing a couple weeks ago was medical.
By the way, because
that IV of wine she had?
I don't think that's a real IV.
Can I tell you all the positive feedback that we got from last week's show, the 45-minute break we did on Branson? I've had a few people message me telling me they were crying.
I got a few suggestions.
Yeah, that they were crying.
Like, dude, you have to see this or see that.
Yeah, crying, laughing at that whole break of Branson. I told my dad, you're going to love this. I told my dad, I go, yeah, I think we're going to go to New Year's. We're going to go up to Branson. He goes, I've been there. Why? What are you doing?
we heard the same from one of our coworkers. I'm going to Branson. She's like, why?
I told my mother that I was going to Branson. She goes, your Uncle Melvin used to perform there.
My grandma goes, I want to go there. So I might be going again to take my grandma.
Oh, God, you have to go to
bring your grandma.
Just like, bring her.
My grandma knows how to party. She is amazing.
Yeah?
I went to Laughlin with her, which is basically like Branson.
Is she a goer?
Las Vegas.
She DTF?
Yeah.
I mean.
Two-holer?
I mean, yes. And maybe? I don't know.
Oh, we made her feel awkward now. That's great. Right. Perfect. Will she wear the wine bra?
No, her boobs are too big for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we that's, by the way, before we go to break, we are actually in the process. I'm trying to get Sherry and Mitch to stop texting about Branson during the show.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna, excited.
I know you're excited.
Branson or bust.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this isn't a bit. Like, we're actually
going.
Video listening audience.
We are going to Branson, Missouri.
We're so doing this. We're trolling that entire town.
Send us your ideas for what we should do.
And I know Sherry mentioned, like, we really should book it. It's going to be booked. And I'm like, it's Branson.
My mom said the same thing. She's like, New Year's Eve, you better book.
And I'm like, it's Branson. It's Branson, Missouri.
I assume everything holidays book.
But it's Branson.
But old people love Branson.
Good point.
Yeah, it's like Vegas without the booze, fun, or anything else.
Exactly.
Can't wait.
So think about all the old people in the Midwest. That's their Vegas.
That's why I want a place with a big jacuzzi so I can get topless in the jacuzzi.
Dude, you get topless in a bathtub. It's like a tiny jacuzzi.
I know, but then I can't fit Marie and Kelsey in there as well.
Maybe you could fit two, but not three.
What we need to do is go to like just some like a Holiday Inn bathtub.
Yes.
And do it there.
No, Dutch. Go to find where all the old people stay there, which is every place, and just go to their public jacuzzi and do it there just to see how quickly before.
Just something, right. Just to be like, they're from California. That's what they do out there.
These liberals just came into this town.
And then Sherry goes, no, I'm from Minnesota.
I'm from Minnesota. Oh,
and then Mitch in the background. Yes.
Yes.
More like radio, less like crap. The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
This is from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed
off. My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills real quick, I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542,000. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Wholesome Rorschach Show is back on morelikeradio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Now deep beats, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front deep. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep Deep. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep team.
You're listening to AtomicCast.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? Hmm? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com,
yeah,
you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like, you know, $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe, Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
I've got a couple more hours here at the office, honey, but I'll definitely be home for dinner. Babe, I gotta go. Somebody just dropped a bunch of work on my desk. What? I eat here every day before I go home because I can't stand my wife's cooking. What, you never lie to your wife?
Sir, I'm a woman.
Of course you are. I should have noticed. You're clearly pregnant.
No, I'm not.
Of course you're not. You're far too old to be pregnant.
I'm 23.
Well, I would apologize to you if you didn't look like a fat old man.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce here, MoreLikeRadio.com. MoreLikeRadio.com/live every Tuesday night from 8 to midnight if you're listening to the podcast. And you can check us out live. If you are checking us out live, you can call in anytime, 954-573-2780, or you can Skype in at Hippo Juice Film on Skype. Did we ever actually get to what you guys did this weekend, Mitch and Sherry?
Other than her being sick, I played Susie Homemaker, so I made this habanero banana sriracha, which Marie gave me the recipe for.
That doesn't sound like it would be good for if you're sick, just from hearing what it is.
I mean, it wasn't good for Sherry because...
I mean, it cleared my sinuses from the living room.
Well, yeah, because you let the peppers ferment for like a week, and then you have to boil it all down.
That boiling fucks you up, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It filled the entire house with just fucking mace.
Yes.
And then he made spaghetti sauce, spaghetti sauce. And then he made dinner, and then I cleaned everything up this morning.
What were you sick with?
I think it was just a head cold, but it was like real bad.
Oh, you weren't throwing up or shitting?
No, she didn't pass out this time, so that was nice.
Yeah.
That is a good thing, yeah.
But, I mean, for real, when I went into the kitchen Monday morning, I was like, holy shit, there was spaghetti sauce all over the stove. There was habanero all over the stove. dishes were piled on the stove and in the sink and you couldn't see the counters. And I'm like, oh no, I didn't go into my kitchen. I need to go into my kitchen more often.
Has any of you guys ever handled a ghost pepper?
No.
Those are the hottest ones, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The habanero, they tell you you're supposed to wear gloves when you cut it. I'm like, fuck that.
I didn't.
No.
I did for the jalapenos and the serranos when I was cutting all those up, but it was just one habanero, so I didn't bother.
How did it come out of the banana sriracha come out? Good, right?
I like it a lot.
I'm
a bitch when it comes to spicy stuff, yeah. So, and I liked it, so.
Yeah, it's good, because fucking sriracha is expensive, man. It's ridiculous. Dutch.
Yes.
I have
a gambling problem.
We listen to better music sort of segment. It's no video for it, but apparently, you remember a few years ago, many years ago, when they did that Jay-Z mashup with like Linkin Park?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They had their weird gray album or something.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
And the Beatles. Yeah. But they also did Jay-Z and Linkin Park too. They had a whole bunch of those. Kanye West and Weezer. Somebody made a Kanye West and Weezer Meet the Greatest Mashup album of all time. It's called Yeezer. And how about I just play one? How about that? This one's called Through the Hills. Okay, let's just play.
It's your boy Kanye Chitta. Shutdown, what's going on?
A drink of booze for breakfast, an inch of a dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just dip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Hills, back to Wizard. How do you console my mom or give a light support? Telling her son's own life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On a plane, scared to tell that I got look like Emmett Till. He was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I use two lifelines. In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and
this
I ain't trying to make a
Kanye
band. I
West
swear
listenable.
This right here, history in the making, man.
Better be hills, that's where I
your motherfucking hand.
Get
them
high.
What do we think it so far?
I think it works.
Me too. There's like another one.
A lot of songs are written with the same type of beat and chord progression.
Now, I'm not going to play all the whole bunch of them, so I want to get through them. This one.
Hey. Hey. Doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody ever seen. Do a scream from the haters.
What?
Got a nice
ring how well that works,
right?
I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man to have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the schools closed, the prisons open. We ain't got
we'll get to the hook
talk. Everybody, we rolling. Huh? Everybody, we rolling. With some light skinned girls and some Kelly rolling. In this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world. I see you in the morning. Huh? I see you in the morning. This is way too much. I need a moment. No one man to have all that. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Kill them, bump that, the world's hour. And they tell
say it ain't so. Your truck is a heartbreaker.
All right, maybe
when you hear like a different like beat or music, he's not very good at lyric.
No, one more.
He's not the genius everybody thinks he is.
I agree with that. One more. There's a few, but these are the ones that I thought would be the best to play.
You just popped into Kanye West. Get right for the summer workout tape. And ladies, if you follow these instructions exactly, you might be able to pull you a rapper, an NBA player, man, at least a dude with a car. So first of all, we gonna work on the stomach. Nobody wants a little tight ass. One and two and three and four and get them sit-ups right. And tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this.
hands, give head, stop, breathe, get up, check your weave. Don't drop the money, respect the weave.
It works, man. It really does.
That is something that always baffles, like people who are able to hear that.
Yeah.
They'll just hear a song that they're good. I mean, it's easy to hear songs that sort of sound like each other, but it's a whole different talent set to hear songs that don't sound like each other and go, I can layer these.
I came. It's been a week without me. It's been a week without me. She wanna talk it out, but ain't nothing to talk about. Less she talk about freaking out, and maybe we can work it out.
I just like Weezer. And Weezer's making me tolerate Kanye being on top of it.
Like take the most simple concept of the song and make it more periodic.
Oh yeah, I love. Oh yeah, Weezer's great. I think they're
interesting. I never would have thought to put those two together.
One more than people might know. In the world right now, just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Tell the promoter we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Oh wow, this is three of the songs.
Yep.
See, this is a little more impressive than me.
It's more complex.
So yeah, that's pretty much the, you get the concept of it. I thought it was cool.
That is cool. In fact, actually, I'm going to be this weekend. I'm DJing this like benefit event that's happening in like one of our major parks here in the Springs, and they just want to have like a DJ playing like background music.
You should play that.
People are doing like a one. And I was thinking, I'm like, yeah. I mean, I'm doing it like for 4 hours, so I need to have time to kill. That is a perfect thing to have in the background.
Yes.
Because it's like, people are like, why do I know this song? But I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
It's great. Oh, the other thing really quick that we were doing at the, wedding.
We
was. Every time a song would come on, I would yell the, I bless you. God bless you.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I would yell the op, of course, to Incorrect Band really loudly. Yeah.
I love that bit.
Fucking so good. I think Bon Jovi came on and
Eagles, right?
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's every like, time. Why do you keep doing this? And then I wonder, I always say my dad embarrasses me, but I do the same shit. I'm an asshole.
Right, I was going to say, where do you get it from?
You just do slightly different shit.
Right.
Yeah, things you do, you're not bothered by. The things your dad does... You're like, I can't believe my dad would do that. And then you do something different.
Just the things he was doing was, he can't be taken anywhere.
Not.
Marie, you use LinkedIn, right?
See?
You have $1,500 coming your way.
Why?
If you use LinkedIn, it's for a class action settlement.
Oh.
Social network is for professional connections. Just settle a class action lawsuit for $13 million.
Wait, what? I might have LinkedIn
too. We're sending too many emails.
How do I get in on that hot fire?
I don't get in a
the network inside is now has to pay users who utilize their ad connections feature up to $1,500 each. The ad connection service lets users import connections through their site through their email. The link and LinkedIn would then send the new connections invitations. But if the people did not respond to the invitations, LinkedIn took advantage of the access to people's contact lists and sent two follow-up emails to remind the person of the pending invite. The court found
that this action
was done without the user's consent. They denied any wrongdoing, but they still settled in a class action lawsuit.
How much money do they have? They could just throw $13 million out like that.
I don't know. But $1,500 if you ever have used their ad connections thing.
And I got those emails, and I am outraged.
I'm so angry.
I didn't get those emails, but I want my $1,500.
Here, I will send you guys the link, and I'll actually put it in the chat room. Copy. So for the listeners and you guys as well, go to that. Just all you got to do is just basically just go to Google and just type in Perkins versus LinkedIn, which I guess is the name of the attorney who filed the class action lawsuit. and said, basically, your claim ID from your email notice that you received. So basically, I guess they sent out emails. So check your junk mail. If you received an email about this whole thing, put in your claim ID and bam, you got $1,500 coming your way.
You know, I do think I did get an email about it somewhere.
It's a good idea.
Dude, it's an easy 15.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And by the way, you know the precedent?
That could pay for Branson.
Dude, that yeah, it will. But no, just the precedent of junk emailers, that's going to set. You're going to start seeing a lot less junk email because people don't want to. Once you have, you know, people are going to start citing Perkins versus LinkedIn for people taking advantage of contact right. lists and emails. And we're going to see a lot less of it these days just because of that.
Well, yeah, junk email. I mean, what everyone's always been doing is you have like a junk email account that you, mm-hmm. you use for all that shit. But yeah, when it's really like.
Oh, by the way, I apologize. Claims must be filed before December 14th, 2015. So make sure you guys get it done. Quickly.
Yes, do it. Get your money, guys, and then send us a piece. We're accepting a 10% finder's fee. send it to us. You can thank us that way. That's the best way to, you know, get that out there.
I have
LinkedIn. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mitch.
I have 48 emails that says LinkedIn ad connections.
Then you, my friend, qualify for $1,500.
Yes, you do.
Well, now.
This needs to get. I'm gonna get this. We're gonna get this money.
You seem to be into some money.
Yeah, those who qualified received what else? An email from LinkedIn with an ID to file, which can be done. Yeah, there.
And then when you talk to people, you have to go. I recently came into some money. Every time you talk, because people like that, they look up to you when you talk to them that way.
But you know, yeah. Have you guys ever been part of a class action lawsuit? I was part of one
yes.
once. I was part of a bank when I was living out east, when I was out in Maryland, when I first met you guys. I was part of TD Bank, and
yes,
got sued for ridiculous. Like I guess they were charging interest on people who overdrew their bank accounts. And when I first moved out there, I was super poor, so I was overdrawing my bank account all the time. I ended up getting like $2,000 in a class action lawsuit.
Nice.
So.
Well, that's fucking awesome.
That's a lot of money.
I know. That's the thing. But like, yeah, class action things, like, you're just like, oh, yay, free money.
I wanted to play this. And Dutch, I think it would be best on this show. Did you see the Twitter comedian at Fart trolled headline news when they were talking about Edward Snowden?
No. What's this about?
Okay. Here, I'll just play. You just need the audio. I'll play it. You ready? I want you to pay very close attention.
Today. So joining me now, John Hendren, who supports Edward Snowden. John, Twitter, they shut down ISIS accounts. Why do you think Snowden is any different, according to Pataki?
Oh, well, he's a hero. I mean, he's doing what any one of us should have done in that situation. He's got a voice. He's been isolated for so long. He's got valid things to say. I mean, we should listen to what he says.
But some people don't think he's a hero.
Well, they're wrong. I mean, he's doing the most patriotic possible thing.
All right, listen, some people are also saying Snowden's actions could have been harmful. I want to take a listen to John Oliver from back when, and then we'll talk about it.
The New York Times took a slide, didn't redact it properly, and in the end, it was possible for people to see that something was being used in Mosul on Al-Qaeda.
That is a problem.
Well, that's a f***.
It is a f***. And these things do happen in reporting. In journalism, we have to accept that some mistakes will be made. This is a fundamental concept of liberty.
Right, but you have to own that then. You're giving documents with information you know could be harmful, which could get out there.
Yes.
There is classified information out there.
Now, everyone pay attention. This is very important. They're talking about Edward Snowden. Now, the comedian, he's at Fart on Twitter, okay?
That John Oliver was referring to, that was released that could have feasibly harmed people. Do you think Snowden's actions were worth that risk?
Well, you know, to say that he couldn't harm somebody, you know, with what he did, like he could, absolutely he could have. But I think to cast him out to make him invalid in society simply because he has scissors for hands, I mean, that's so strange because, I mean, people didn't get scared until he started sculpting shrubs into dinosaur shapes and whatnot.
All right, well, now Snowden's living in Russia. At Chris Zapp tweeted this: Dear Edward Snowden, what do you make of the massive Russian misinformation campaign going on? Listen, some people say it's hypocritical that Snowden has asylum in Russia. Russia has a lot of human rights violations.
Well, yeah, casting him out is just completely wrong. We're treating him like an animal, like somebody who should be quarantined and put away. Just because he was created on top of a mountain by Vincent Price and incomplete with scissors for hands and no heart, Edward Scissorhands is a complete hero to me.
But what about the choice that he made to live in a country like Russia?
I mean, where else is he going to go? You know, we cast him out. Like, we got scared when he poked a hole in a waterbed with his scissor finger. Like, that was just unreasonable of us.
Well, John, I appreciate you giving us your opinion. Thank you.
No, thanks.
Is she not?
Listen, for more.
And then she wasn't paying any attention to the news.
She was just that's your typical newsreader waiting for that person to stop talking and then not even respond what they say and then just ask the next question.
Oh, God.
What an idiot.
Oh, fucking Edward Scissor.
Why Edward? Just because his name's Edward Snowden.
I guess the guy is great at fart.
I was going to say, I don't think Edward Scissorhands' name in the movie was Snowden by any chance, was it?
No. And it shows you it shows you.
That's such a weird troll.
It shows you how fucking hard news, like headline news and news organizations have to find people. Like they said, you know who would be good Twitter commentator? At fart. Someone with the sweet. They thought they were going to get a real answer from someone that's at fart.
Yeah, why was he like brought in?
I don't know.
Like, when they introduced him.
He's a professional tweeter. That's what they said. At fart.
Wait, what? Jesus, wow. They were running light on guests that day.
They run like light on guests every day. I mean, really, who watches headline news? Old ladies? People in Branson, Missouri. That's who.
Yeah, there you go.
That's on every TV in Branson. It's going to be great. And you have Nancy Grace.
You're going like, he wasn't addressing any of her questions. He kept making references to Scissor Hands or something.
I don't know that movie. I haven't watched the movie since Casablanca.
Johnny Depp was so good looking back then, except for the scars in his face. It was just,
I don't even understand. I mean, yeah. I love Vincent Price.
Why
but
scissors for hands? It just makes sense.
It doesn't, I don't understand. Like, that Tim Burton guy scares me. He's probably into that devil stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah.
You want to hear the funniest joke?
Yes.
Okay. So, apparently, this was voted.
Oh, not yet?
Sorry. You have to wait.
Sorry.
Okay. It says, we all have a famous joke. Find out, psychologist Richard Wiseman ran an experiment, a huge one. He launched a website called Flab, where basically anybody could submit a shit ton of jokes ever since 2002. And he basically, he got over, almost 500,000 entries and about 1.5 million. Oh, wait, sorry, not 500,000. Okay, sorry. 41,000 entries and 1.5 million votes on what was the best joke. And here's the best joke. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Two hunters are out in the woods where one of them collapsed. The one who collapsed doesn't seem to be breathing and his eyes were glazed over. The guy whips out his phone and calls the emergency services. And as he gasps, he says, "My friend is dead. What can I do?" The operator says, "Calm down. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead." There's a silence, and then a shot is heard. Back on the phone, the guy says, "Okay, now what?"
What?
This is technically the funniest joke in the world.
Says who?
Says the internet.
Where?
Over 1.5 million people voted.
Reddit? On Reddit or 4chan? Or
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Website called Laugh Lab. It's been
never heard of it.
The
what are their credentials?
Proven Laugh Lab.
Hold on, Dutch. I think it was a delivery because they say joke is about delivery. You want to try it with like a wackier delivery?
Here, you know what? If anything, I'll just copy and paste the text of this.
Okay.
And I'll give it to you guys and see if you guys can maybe make it differently. I'm not good at reading.
Okay. Oop. All right.
Paste. There we go. All right. That's the full joke.
All right, Marie, you want to hold on, Marie.
Can I do it?
Yeah. Why don't you do it? But just I'm going to try to help you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Two hunters are out in the woods when one of them collapses. He doesn't seem to be breathing and his eyes are glazed. The other guy whips out his phone and calls the emergency services. He gasps, "My friend is dead! What do I do?" The operator says, "Calm down. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead." There is a silence. Then a shot is heard. Back on the phone, the guy says, "Okay, now what?"
Yeah, I don't think the delivery is the problem. I think it's just...
Maybe I should give a little reasoning why they voted this one, and then maybe someone else can read it differently.
Okay, sure.
Okay, it says the person who submitted it, a psychiatrist, Gurpal Gosal.
What's his name?
Gurpal Gosal.
Okay.
Gurpal Gosal.
Any relation to Mark Paul Gosler, Zach Morris?
No, not Gosler, Gosal.
Gosal.
Yes. Okay. Not Paul Gosal or Mark.
Okay.
Gurpal.
Okay. Gurpal gas station. Got it.
Said, quote, I like the joke as it makes people feel better.
I like money.
That's what he said. He said, I like the joke as it makes people feel better because it reminds men
of murder.
Reminds of them that there's always someone out there who is doing something more stupid than themselves.
That wasn't a good joke. Like, seriously, look, I'm not saying that we're the authority on jokes, but I am saying is we are the authority on jokes. And that is not a good joke. At all. Like, if that's the top joke, what was number two? It makes me wonder, what's the criteria? Like, he picked it himself, or did they vote?
Hilarious you asked that. Here's the criteria.
Oh.
Experiments also revealed a couple of interesting insights on types of jokes that people find funny. Number one, according to data, jokes containing about 103 words are the funniest.
That explains Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Many of the jokes submitted included animals, and those that mentioned ducks were rated the funniest.
Fucking ducks.
Wait, what did you say, Mitch?
I said we should all fuck ducks.
Oh, that's my new favorite thing of all time. Oh, I love that. It's so ridiculous. It would have been as funny if you didn't label it army of ducks.
No, it's an army.
But, yeah. There you go. Basically, you make sure your jokes are relatively short, and if it involves an animal, make sure it's a duck.
That's not a funny joke. And listen, if it was, I honestly thought it was going to be really, like, did they vote for it or he just picked it? Did he just pick the joke?
That was a vote, yeah. 115 or 105 million different votes.
I fucking hate this planet.
That can't be true because there's not 105 million people in Minnesota.
Did I say 105? I'm sorry. 1.5. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
So they only interviewed Minnesota. That's why.
That joke is super funny there.
Yeah, because he shot him.
Oh, yeah. I can relate to that one because I like to hunt.
I like
because
to kill
people.
Because
it's like a gunshot. Now, had they said like it was like a bull whip, like my cousin Sherry would have found that really funny.
I mean, it made me giggle.
See, I like that because it started off with the hunting, and then I'm like, I like hunting, and then like, oh wait, there was that twist in there, and then like, I wasn't expecting the twist, so it made
it's like make sure he's dead, and then he killed him, and like, that's why it's funny though.
End of story. He was kind of funny looking,
and then he put True Code on him. How many more references to the stupid fucking movie can we get in 1 minute?
I'm cooperating here, Dutch. I have a few more.
And then he put him in a wood chipper. I got like five in a row.
That's good. That was really good. Then he went to the pancake house.
Yes. We'll send it right over.
Why don't we settle this right here in Brainerd?
You only got 6,000. It should have been 60,000.
Oh, fuck.
I need to watch the movie again.
I love that guy.
By the way, I guess there's a new season of of Fire Girl coming out.
Yes! That's what we're going to do.
I didn't watch the last one. I heard was amazing.
You don't need to.
Billy Bob.
You don't need to watch it because they're
so
not connected.
So good.
But you should. The Dutch, you have to watch this new season because We're Better Than TV is going to be...
We're going to feature that one?
It's Fargo.
Wait, isn't Walking Dead going to be back on though?
Yeah, Walking Dead is great, but there's a lot of Walking Dead shows. There's no Fargo shows. We're trying not to...
No, dude, I'm telling you, we got to get back to the regular Walking Dead, the good one.
Yeah, I know we can, but I want to do Fargo. You don't decide. We've decided this like months ago. We were doing Fargo. You can't come in towards the end and just decide.
Got you lose.
All right.
Dutch, hold on. You know what?
You know ratings better than I do.
Dutch, so. You know what?
What?
Why don't we go? We'll ask the crowd. Okay. They clearly agree with me in one Fargo.
Were they yelling yay or voice? I just heard yeah.
Yeah, watch the Billy Bob one though, Dutch. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, I heard it was amazing.
And Key and Peele are in it.
Both or just one?
Both. It's weird. Like they work together. Like even on shows.
It's like they're friends or something.
Have you seen Pitch Perfect 2 yet? Have you seen Pitch Perfect 1 yet?
No.
Have you seen South Park?
You motherfuckers.
Have you seen South Park?
I did.
I've seen enough South Park. This is a movie. You're talking about a TV show. Not even relatable. Why haven't you watched Pitch Perfect? You guys seen it, right? Mitch, Sherry?
Yes.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I didn't like the second one as much.
Second one was a little long.
It was kind of boring.
I was going to mention, did you not enjoy Key's cameo in that?
I might have been sleeping. Was I awake? I don't remember.
I don't know. Whose cameo?
The black guy, Sherry. Key, that's the only one she knows.
Oh.
He just sat there and kept yelling at the one hipster guy, just saying how much he hated him.
Oh, I probably
was funny.
Didn't know it was Key, but I probably appreciate anybody who makes fun of hipsters because fuck them.
Oh, dude, they take a lot of shots at them. They take a lot of shots at women. You guys would love it.
Well, now I got to check it out. I will check it out.
I don't actually enjoy shots at women. That's not my humor.
You hate women.
No, I love them.
She loved me. I'm only a woman, though.
Yeah, you're not really a woman, though.
I'm women. I'm more like, not women.
You're sort of like a weird bionic robot, I would think.
Yeah.
Well, then I love weird bionic robots. What's the difference?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, there's none of those in Pitch Perfect, but you should watch that. Dude, it's been a year and a half now. I've been telling you idiots to watch that fucking
movie.
How
long have we been telling you to give South Park another try?
Okay, I'll do it tonight.
Fine.
Fine.
I don't believe you.
I don't know if we're going to watch Pitch Perfect tonight because... We have to watch The Flash, which just started up, and American Horror Story starts tomorrow.
I actually want to watch that as well.
The Flash is very good.
Wait, you haven't watched it yet?
No, well, the previous seasons.
The new season 2 starts today of The Flash.
Oh, I thought the series started.
Season 2. Okay, season two. Yeah, starts. It's going to be good. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's going to be dope, yo.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited for American Horror Story, too.
As well, or
also,
two?
Okay. Also, as no, well. Yes.
I was going to say, I think this is season 4.
The fifth season.
Jessica Lange isn't going to be in this season. It's Lady Gaga's in it.
Lady
though.
Gaga will be.
She will.
Yeah, I was going to say, has she ever acted in anything ever?
No. I mean, except for SNL and stuff. No, not really. I don't think so.
We'll find out what she does, or how she does.
I have a little monster. I should know this.
I haven't. You're not. Don't say that about yourself, okay?
Yes, I am. I'm a little monster.
You're a believer and you know it.
No.
What's the terminology?
I'm a directional, first and foremost.
I was going to say, is that what they call fans of One Direction?
I don't know, but I just said that. I don't even know if that's true. I just made that up, but it's probably what they're called.
Is that? No, seriously. Is what it? Are they hold called? On. Now what I need to know. What are One Direction?
One Direction called?
Google.
Actually, hold on. I think there's an interview.
One Direction. Dutch does
it. There's an interview. I have it.
That's not an asshole.
Are you sure?
Directioners.
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 Oh, directionals is better, though.
Fan-based nicknames. There's Beliebers. There's Directioners. Swifties for Taylor Swift.
That's not bad as far as fan. Ooh, we should find like a fan. Wait, didn't we try to come up with like a fan name for the show and we could never settle on one?
Yeah, I can't think of it. Dutch and what are you going to call it?
Idiots.
There it is. Nailed it.
Could do that. Just call
Rush fans are called Rushers.
Just call me.
I don't even know who Cody Simpson is, but the fans are called Simpsonizers.
The listeners of Dutch and Rice are just the idiots.
Selena Gomez fans are called Selenators.
What? Centaurs?
Oh my God. Please read off every
I need to
fan
know,
club
keep going.
Ever.
Demi Lovato fans are called Lovatics.
What?
I'm a Lovatic. I love me some Demi.
Katy Perry fans are called Katy Cats.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Rihanna fans are called Rihanna Navy.
Rihanna Navy? Why? Because she was in Battleship? Navy.
I guess you're on
they
the...
They really didn't think about that one, did they?
No.
I'm telling you, man, directionals are way better than directioners.
Kesha fans are just called animals.
Katy Perry Katy Perry fans are Katy Cats?
Yeah. Ariana Grande fans are called Arianators.
Kesha fans are animals, apparently.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's actually not bad. I like that. I was going to say that would probably work better for our listeners.
I don't know what Little Mix is. I've never heard of Little Mix, but they're called Mixers.
Ed Sheeran fans are called Cherios.
Ew, I
no, that's what a fan of me is called.
No, and also
Cheerios or Sheerinators. Sheerinators? Sheerinators?
Sheerinators.
Beyonce fans are called Bayhives.
The Bayhives?
Chris Brown's fans are called Victims.
No, it says Team Breezy.
Oh, sorry.
Team Breezy, yeah.
I meant his girlfriend.
Victim, that's very funny.
Britney Spears fans are Britney Army.
As opposed to Rihanna Navy.
Miley
now it makes sense.
Miley Cyrus fans are Smilers.
I hate that.
Mariah Carey fans are Lambs.
Why?
Nicki Minaj fans are Barbs.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know that. What's the Wanted? Apparently they're
Barbie. It's short for Barbie.
No, that's definitely for Bon Jovi.
What are Jovenators?
No, the Wanted.
No, 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 it's not.
You're lying.
No.
Dead or alive. Get out wanted.
Wanted.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of calling our listeners idiots.
The idiots. Hey, idiots, help us.
Sterling likes it.
We're just gonna
or is that Pepper?
We're not going to say, hey, chat room, or hey, we're just going to call you guys idiots from now on.
Hey, idiots.
That's so stupid.
It fits along with we are better than you.
It is.
Real quick. I wanted to
jerk off
on camera really quick.
Yeah.
Couple things. We did receive, thanks to Sherry, our Zach Ayner's book, If at Birth You Don't Succeed. It's right here.
We're going to have a lot of Aininators listening to the show.
Yeah. Aininators. We got an advanced copy. So you should feel jealous because we're better than you. And we're going to read it. We're going to have them on, I think, in March. So we're excited about that.
Lousy smarch weather.
March?
That's when the book comes out.
Can we get them on, like, just as, like, a fun, like, hey, buddy, let's talk real
Sherry?
Quick. I tried, but they're like, oh, well, blah, 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 book, March. I'm like, okay.
So he doesn't ever hang out at home? He couldn't call us for 5 minutes?
He hates you. He's like, yeah, I mean, maybe.
I'm not saying you're not doing your job, Sherry, but, like, who did you deal with?
Him and his publicist.
Him and his publicist, or just his publicist?
Him and his manager.
You got to get around managers.
Anyway, we're going to have them on. Also, I wanted to give E-Rock a big shout out because he gave us a shout out on his show on Friday.
What?
Did he really?
Yes, he did. He gave us a nice plug.
Yeah, Nagel. Produce,
so check him out on Sirius XM.
Now, what is that?
Friday nights. It's Eric Nagel.
Dying.
Why do you do that? I'm trying to give a plug. It's Eric Nagel. Check him out. And
he knows it is, too. Yeah,
his show is very good. Why do you do that? He gave us a nice plug.
Not him. I'm talking about the platform. I'm sure his show is awesome.
The platform is doing fine.
Nagel's very good at what he does. But I'm talking about the platform of SiriusXM.
It's fine. This is fine.
We can't have nice things. We just can't. We can't have nice things.
You can't just give a shout out without an insult.
That's not an insult. That's a fact-telling truth.
So check out
Rogan
his show.
Said it, so it's gospel.
It's Eric Nagel. Check it out. Friday nights, and it's also on demand on SiriusXM. So he does a very good show. It's him and Matt from Big Kids Geek Stuff.
Yeah, we know.
Now called Big Nagel's Geek Stuff.
Yeah, basically. But he does. he does really good. Well, actually, that's not true. I like Eric.
Yeah, fuck Kevin. I mean, like. Who said that he was like the going to be the? Or I'm not going to be breaking any barriers here. I've known for years that I've hated Kevin, but
we know.
But I'm just telling for the new listeners. But like the person who actually should be the one talking about geek shit is Nagel because he's fucking he's an encyclopedia when it comes to that stuff.
He really is. He absolutely
he knows a ton of that shit. Like stuff that I wouldn't even think of. Like I've actually heard his show a few times. He'll bring up stuff. I'm like. Oh, my fucking God. I haven't thought about that shit since I was 6. How does he remember that?
I get jealous of his goddamn interviews, man. He interviews everybody.
He is these days.
He interviewed Zachary Levy, the guy from Chuck, the other night. He interviewed the writer of Back to the Future, Bob Gale. Like, he gets some pretty big fucking names.
Wow. Yeah. He's got a nice little niche for him, man.
He really does. He's doing really good.
Is the show, I mean, like, one I don't. Do they have ratings on SiriusXM?
I don't know, but he does. He, I think I read somewhere that he's was the one of the number one on demand shows. Because you know you could
really.
Yeah, he's up there. He's like one or two. Like
probably because of his interviews, right?
Yeah, his interviews are fucking great. I mean, they really are. So yeah, definitely.
He looks very good at what he does.
No, he absolutely is. The guy knows fucking radio. Like I said the other night,
he's an asshole to me in person when I pass out in the middle of New York City and he's laughing at me. But
every time we told the story that involved you, Dutch, when he was here, we kept saying, you know, Dutch, the guy who passed out. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, that idiot.
Yeah. And
yeah, he broke his collarbone this time.
We did tell him the story. He said he felt bad, but then he laughed.
He did feel bad
and,
for you.
That's why we took the picture to see you were replaced in case if you ever go out, Dutch, we have somebody.
I'm not gonna lie, like I kinda got jelly a little bit when you said to me.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh no, did you get a little sad?
Mad. Oh, like for half a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause you're not replaced.
Yet.
I mean, I replace you with Kelsey.
You see, she's not even there. She's working, Dutch. Is Kelsey working?
Yeah, she's at work.
Doesn't mean I can't love her anyways.
So,
all this has really hurt my feelings.
Yes, Katie. Katie, fucking, because can't keep calling you Katie. Yes, Sherry. We will pick the one with the hot tub. By the way, which reminded me because we were talking about during the break.
Hot tub.
I haven't even talked about it since you yelled at me.
I did not yell. You see,
what are you talking about? Like, I was looking at my phone. It was like Facebook Messenger things from fucking Heil and Dolly. Sitting just nothing but their feed coming up going, oh, how about this one? How about that one? It's got a hot tub.
During the first tour.
This is 2 months away and you guys are fucking panicking over this.
I'm not panicking, I'm excited.
Listen, Dutch, did you see the food they serve at Yakov Smirnoff Experience? Aren't you excited?
Dude, you want to talk excited.
See? He's excited too, Jerry. Don't feel bad.
I'm gonna pass it down.
Hello, welcome to Yakov Smirnoff's Food Spectacular. Do you like your food touched by five other people?
Dude, I gotta love the fact that they passed the meal down
it's
the
so
row.
Good. I can't wait.
Like offering plate in church.
Oh, no.
What a country.
I've known all the, like, did you, like, Yakov was the hack comedian reference go-to, kind of like how Carrot Top is now. I don't think I've ever heard any of his act.
What?
I don't think I've ever heard any of Yakov. I mean, like, I've heard people reference, like, his catchphrases, like the what a country and all it basically was is
my
him
name is Yakov
trashing Spear, the stuff
though,
he did in the 80s when the Cold War was going on. So his act worked for the time.
He was like Borat before Borat.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Hi. My name is Yakov Smirnov. I am a comedian from Russia. Thank you very much. I want to explain to you what happened to that airplane. I am actually from Russia. I was born there, grew up there, worked as a comedian out there. What surprises me, American people don't know we have comedy in Russia. We have comedians. They're there. They're dead. They're there. It's very hard to do comedy in Soviet Union. You have to write out all your material, and you send it to Department of Jokes.
It's funny, but at the time, that's funny.
I'm sure that murdered one at the time. That's a funny. When the Cold War was going on, like, there was no bigger enemy than Russia.
Yep.
Not
he
making
was goofing
this
on him.
Up. They send it back to you censored. You have to stay with the script. You cannot improvise. If someone heckles you from the audience, you can't say, like, your mother wears army boots. Because she probably does. And she will hurt you. Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience. They're not going anywhere. You gotta be very.
Can I? I want to request Dennis do an entire Yakov Smirnoff set for me, please. Can I? I decide.
Can we get
MLR Live 4
and just have him read it into a mic?
MLR Live 4. I want Dennis to grow his beard out and put a wig on.
Oh, my God. That would be great because he doesn't actually. He's just like, look, this isn't me. I'm just doing this because Royce told me to.
Would
and he has to sit there and
love for him to go, what a country.
And this is going to have to do like an accent because his awful I don't know if you know what country he's in. Ukrainian accent itself would whack.
Do you understand that Yakov is sitting with his fingers crossed every day hoping Putin loses his mind? Because his act would be completely relevant again. That's all he wants, and it's getting there. It's going to be relevant soon.
How old is he now? He's got to be like in his 60s now, right?
I think 60s, yeah. Didn't he do a movie with Robin Williams?
For what jokes you say, if you say, like, take my wife, please, you get home, she's gone. That I wanted to get out of Russia. It's not easy to get out because you apply for a visa, but they give you MasterCard. Yeah. There are no things like American Express. They give you Russian Express. Don't leave home.
At the time...
Dude, it's 80s comedy. I can't
trash
him. Hold on.
I'm just trying to pull up... I want to see his current act.
To be 100% honest, dude, that wasn't that bad.
No, it's not. For the time, it's pretty good. I want to see his current act. I want to see what he's doing now, you know?
Well, here's the thing. And we didn't address this last week.
What a country.
We first brought up Branson or Bust, but I didn't see any Yakov in the Yakov Dinner Experience promo video. I just saw like a play... Did anybody else catch that? Does Yakov come out and do at least 15?
You know, Yakov was on Mark Maron's podcast a year ago.
Maron rules.
Well, yeah, we better make sure that Yakov shows up.
Sherry?
What?
I want Yakov Smirnoff on our show. I want to talk to him.
Got it. Do you think...
Thank you.
Like, how do you spell Yakov?
Why? I'll send it to you.
Y-A-K-O-V and then Smirnoff like the drink.
Okay, thanks.
That would be great to get him. Oh my God, dude, we should just do like a whole like month where we do nothing but like
bother Yakov
interview. No, 80s comedians that were pretty good and like were on the top. They were big and they just kind of, because like, dude, there was a while there. It was kind of like, you know, when the dot-com bubble burst, there was a comedy bubble during the 80s that like stand-up comedy was huge. And then all of a sudden it just, the bottom fell out.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like that was like Dangerfield and shit like that. Yeah, that was.
Well, not just data, but you know what I mean? Like, there was like a lot of stand-up comedy going. That's the reason why they made the movie.
No. I'm talking about Dangerfield's club called Dangerfield's,
I thought you meant Rodney.
Yeah, no, but it was his club.
He
had all of these fucking amazing people at this club back in the day. It was ridiculous, you know?
But then again, not really, though, because during the 80s, there was that huge, swell of stand-up comedy was like a sexy thing to do. That's where you took your night, you know, your date, or that was just something you did on the weekends. So you had all these comedians just popping up out of nowhere who basically only had 15 and they stretched it into 30 and they were getting specials on HBO and things like that. What we need to do is find those comedians who aren't names anymore and bring them on the show and ask them what the fuck happened.
We almost had Sinbad too, man. Damn, we almost had him. I almost had Sinbad set up to talk to him.
I remember
he got
that.
Busy. But we were close.
Maybe you can reach back out to him.
I actually hear he's like written a whole new hour and he's going out and he's doing pretty good.
He makes fun of himself too, which is actually, I like that about him. He really does. Like, actually, we were just watching an episode.
Maybe we can get Bill Cosby. I think he needs a bone.
I don't think we could get Bill Cosby. You might be able to get
him. You're a terrible person.
Why?
You don't want to get Bill Cosby? I'm sorry. I haven't been paying attention to news for the past 2 years. Did something happen? What happened to Dr. Huxtable? Is he okay? Guys?
No, he hasn't been paying attention to the last 2 years. Any girl he's ever come into contact with.
The last 20 years.
They repressed
also,
it all.
They all like broke out of consciousness at the same time, like a zombie apocalypse.
Holy shit, Dutch!
Me too!
Dutch, you're right. They were all breaking out of the goddamn Matrix. They were like,
it was
whoa!
Something out of Evil Dead, where everything just came at the exact same time because Hannibal Buress said, hey, bam! And then everything happened.
People forget Hannibal Buress is the one who started that whole shit recently. It was him. He was on stage. Like, I don't understand why people like Bill Cosby so much.
Didn't he rape a bitch at one point?
Fuck. Hannibal Buress is hilarious.
He is a funny motherfucker. If you guys haven't watched, Mitch, have you seen Hannibal Buress' stand up special?
Not recently, no.
He's funny, man. He's very fucking funny. I don't know. Something about his fucking delivery.
It's
original. He's an original type of guy.
He did a whole 15 minutes on how he wants to eat penguins. It was hilarious.
Dude, he did 15 minutes on his vacation in New Orleans. It's probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
He is great. I mean, he's no Yakov Smirnoff.
For $25, you can get a parade down 3 blocks and the cops are walking next to you. It's hilarious.
I'm very excited though to go to Branson and see Yakov more than anything else.
No, we're not going to see Yakov. That's my point. Nobody answered my question. Is it just he has a theater with his name on it and then there's a play?
We didn't answer because we don't know because we didn't see it on the thing.
That's something that the idiots need to do this week is get us some.
I think he actually has a show.
He does. He does. He does. He does. He does.
Does he at least do 15?
I'm just trying to. I'm trying to see if I could find it. Hold on.
I just sent you a link in the chat.
It's going to be New Year's. He's going to be there.
I mean, shit. I think I saw Christmas Wake Up with Yakov.
He does have a Christmas thing.
So I'm sure he has a schedule that goes to January.
I am
But it ends at December 5th
well,
on this page.
Because this is as far as it goes
for
right now.
Oh, my God. Royce and Marie. Yakov is going to be in Lakeland, Florida, January 29th. You are welcome.
Wait, what?
Oh,
what?
Shit. What?
January 29th.
And we're going to be fresh off of our brand.
In Lakeland?
Look at the tour.
You have to go.
Look at the tour.
What?
Tour page.
Lakeland Center. I know exactly where that is.
Is anybody else taking a road?
Yeah, because it's Yakov's site. It's going from Russia.
Crashing it. He's never had this many visitors at one time ever.
Three.
He's going to a whole bunch of places in Florida. Boynton Beach, Lake Worth, Delray Beach, Fort Myers, Sarasota. Holy crap.
Oh my God. We're going to go see Yakov. And we're going to see Yakov in Lakeland.
Dude, and it's going to be right after we were in his theater.
What a country.
What a month for you guys.
What if I just start yelling "What a country" before his punchlines? Do you think he would get mad at me?
Probably.
If you do that,
it'll be awesome.
And if you can get that on video, Marie, if you could, I will. I don't know what I would do, but I'd probably do something extreme on the amount of love I would have for you getting that
country.
Kind of audio gold for this show, my friend.
You can just contact him at info@yakoff.com.
Please, if I've ever asked you for anything, I want you to do this more than eight. Please, dude.
I'll do it. I don't care.
I know, but you have to get it on film, video, something.
Okay, interview request.
What if I send a message and say,
"Good job,
hey,
Sherry."
Okay, I'll sell myself up and go. I'll sell myself up and go. Hey, I know you might need an opening act. Can I be your opening act, right, for Yakov? And then what I'll do is I'll go up there and I'll do his whole set before he goes up.
With a do the bit we were going to do with Dennis, but instead you do it, but just don't read with an accent, just you.
Please.
Yeah, you know, I'm from Russia.
Please don't tell me that the Twitter account linked from his website.
Oh, does he look younger, or what's up with this picture of him?
No, but that's not the important question. Is the Twitter account from his website for real that he only has 3,858 followers?
Yes.
Yakov Smirnov.
I have more than that.
What a country.
I'm a nobody.
Dutch, you know why? Because Russia is holding him back. They're not letting him.
You know what I'm noticing here? He doesn't ever play Monday.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's his day off.
Maybe.
He doesn't have a single Monday schedule.
Good thing we're not going to be there on a Monday, right?
I know.
Good thing.
I think we fly out that day. As I think Kelsey and I are.
What a country. Laugh your yak off is what it says at the top
from New Year's.
Of course it does.
I need this. I need this more than anything. In Lakeland, are you kidding me? I'm going to be there.
Hey, Royce, it says Yakov performs his New Year's to Christmas show, a celebration filled with side splitting laughter, love, merriment, and mirth. Who doesn't love mirth?
I love mirth.
I'm not sure what that what that word means, but I like it.
Isn't that? Oh no, mirth is what they gave baby Jesus. That's a different.
I mean, mirth is all right, but
he hasn't done radio in a while.
MIRTH.
You know what? You know what? I figured out by looking at his schedule, he must have a home in Florida, because he is in Florida a lot. The village is in Florida, Lakeland in Florida, Boca in Florida, Lake Worth, Boynton Beach, Fort Myers, Sarasota, Delray. Yeah, he is. He is in Florida a lot. I am going to this in Lakeland.
He hates Mondays.
He does.
So does
he's
Garfield.
Like,
I'm obsessed with this. I have no idea why.
He's like a Russian Garfield. You're right.
Not a single Monday.
Does anyone like Mondays?
Who's going with me? I'm doing this. I cannot wait. I don't even know what I'm more excited for. Branson or seeing Yakov?
Pick me. I'll go with you.
Okay. Marie's going with me.
Yes.
I'm not going to do what everybody thinks
I'm going to do.
Just flip out, man.
Wow.
Oh God! Wait,
I'm excited for you, man. Because not only you get to see
his dinner show.
His dinner show. You have to, dude. 3 weeks later,
Dutch. How can we get on? You know how
what just happened?
Dutch is playing the outro. You know how we were seeing that
is it too loud?
No, that's fine. You know what?
Can anyone else hear that?
Yes, it's Dutch playing the outro. What? Why did you just stop the show? So anyway,
see, I like to fade it in, but now that you just ruined how radio works,
Dutch, I want to get on those videos.
That'd be like, you know how we do our hard outs before the breaks? Like, I, you know, like one of us hits the button. Why did he hit it so quick? We were all laughing. Didn't the people want to hear the laugh? Like, why wouldn't they do that?
No, no. She gave me her headphone. She has a humming in her headphone too. It wasn't
like
that
I
Dutch.
Just heard a loud pop and the humming is coming out of my left ear.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
just like, what the fuck was that?
I thought you were just being a dick on purpose.
No, I was just like, what? I'm like, okay, I can't. It's out of my left ear. I can't right now.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out later. But yeah, you know what I want on the Branson thing, Dutch? I want to. You know those videos? Like, oh my god, it's the best show I ever saw. I want to see if we get on camera. I want to record one of those best shows we ever saw commercials. For
yeah,
them.
Because the last promo we saw was from 2012. You have to assume they're going to be filming. But if they're smart, they're going to be looking for like blue hairs or like rubes coming out. And dude, you don't think they look at the six of us and be like, these guys are problems? They were yelling out the entire show. What a country! Which, by the way, we have to do that.
I am so excited.
Why are we so excited about such a bad vacation destination?
I don't know, but I am very excited about it.
Because we like awful things.
Well, and Marie, you hit it on the head last week. We're going to troll that entire fucking town.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
No, but I think they're going to want young people coming out to show that he's still hip. I think if we could pull it off.
Dude, how young he's trying to look in these pictures is bothering me.
Well, it bothers
me.
You
tell he dyes his hair and his beard.
It's hair plugs, too. You can tell he has hair plugs.
Oh, definitely hair plugs. Oh, yeah. He's got a farm there.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get out of here. I am better than you. I'm starting out this week. I am better than you because my hair doesn't look as fake as Yakov's. Jesus, this is really upsetting.
It's bad, right?
Royce, why are you better?
I am better than you because...
Oh, that was my favorite thing I've ever. Hammy, thank you for bringing that to the show, even though I wasn't here. Marie,
I am better than you because I was a super hot bridesmaid.
Yes, you were. Not as hot as the other ones, but you were sort of up there. You were like numbers. There's how many of them? Seven.
Not bridesmaids. I'm not going to answer you.
For seven bridesmaids, you were like number six.
Oh, the same thing that Logan Tittle rates you.
Exactly. Good callback. Not Dutch. I'm Dutch. Mitch.
I am better than you because I basically made mace this weekend in my kitchen.
And Sherry.
I am better than you because Marie was a really hot bridesmaid.
You just stole some. It's not. Okay,
thanks, Sherry.
I added to it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to listen to tomorrow, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time here on morelikeradio.com to the Hippo Juice Show. It's a lot better than this show because I don't run it.
Yes.
And they won't call you idiots as far as being listeners go.
I will.
Yeah, well, dude, I am not joking. I like that name. I think we should from here on out. We should have a link on our website, like idiot merch.
Did you see that Jimmy?
Idiot chat.
I know we're leaving, Dutch. I know it's over. But really quick, did you saw Jimmy Fallon apparently tagged in Jay Leno to finish his monologue like yesterday?
He did?
Yeah.
Why? Dude. Why are you bringing this up now?
I just saw it.
Great out. Are you trying to fuck the flow? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'll fix it.
You're pulling a Marie right now.
I'll fix it. Okay.
What that was is a tease for tomorrow night on the Hippo Juice Show. So we'll talk about Jay Leno tagging in for Jimmy Fallon. See how I say that?
Yeah, thank you.
Professionalism.
What a country.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. That's the race.
Over there by the Golden Gate Bridge, I'm colder than the fridge and the freezer. I'm snatching all your bitches at my leisure.